The midterms are coming, and they will be a big test for the Democratic Party on both the national and state level. Chair of the North Carolina Democratic Party, Anderson Clayton, told 97.9 The Hill that she's confident in her party's plan to make headway in the state. And that confidence starts with looking back at the 2026 primary turnout.
We got to see over 200,000 more Democrats come out than Republicans did in the primary election. More people voted in this primary election than they did in the 2024 primary election. And so we're looking at higher voter turnout and also the sort of opposite numbers of what we saw in the 2022 election cycle.
She said the party struggled to properly contest races across the state in 2022, but it will not be a problem this year.
We didn't have to beg anybody to sign up to run for office this year. Actually, a lot of people were saying, but sign me up, coach. Like, I'm ready to get in, because people understood that even in the hardest to win races right now, we have a lot of opportunity because folks, again, are just, they're so upset about how high their gas prices still are, about high their grocery prices still are, and also the fact that the state legislature has not passed a budget for 300 days.
While frustration with current GOP representatives and policy can do a lot for the Democrats' cause, there are additional challenges facing the party. National redistricting efforts and the gutting of the Voting Rights Act by the Supreme Court are rapidly changing the landscape of American electoral politics. Clayton said while these moves are concerning, they can also present an opportunity.
What North Carolina has got to show is that even though we have this sort of egregious attack on civil rights, on voting rights, that North Carolina can still be a beacon in the South for being able to change that by, you know, focusing on our state Supreme Court. Because effectively what the U.S. Supreme Court has said, like, it is still up to the states to decide this.
The state party chair's focus on the Supreme Court includes three steps. The first was re-electing Justice Allison Riggs, who beat a months-long Republican-led effort to overturn the results of her election. The second is to re-elect Justice Anita Earls this year, and the third is to take three Republican seats on the court in 2028. As for the party's plan on the national level, Clayton said the Democrats are focused on taking the Senate to pass legislation to keep voting fair and equal.
When Democrats have a majority control of Congress and we've got 60 Senate seats, you know, when we've got the ability to say that we can actually pass a piece of legislation, that it's going to be the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. And we're going to end gerrymandering across the country and eradicate the ability for Democrats and Republicans to do it, because we want to make sure that eventually this is fair and get people to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
She said the goal isn't just to get current Democrat voters to the polls, but also to show Republican voters that voting red might not be in their best interests.
You know, I think that Donald Trump is doing a great job at ensuring that communities who have not wanted to hear from a Democrat for a long time are finally opening up their ears and their eyes, to be truthful with you. And it's also meant, though, that we've had to have the infrastructure that's ready to go and in place in these communities to open up their arms and say, hey, you know, it's not a sort of, we're not saying, you know, I told you so. We're saying, hey, welcome to the fight.
Director of Public Policy Polling Tom Jensen told 97.9 The Hill current polling numbers give the Democrats reasons to feel confident. That includes a national poll the Raleigh-based polling site recently conducted, which shows people saying they'd vote Democrat 46-42.
That's a six-point shift from the 2024 presidential election, and certainly would probably be enough to get Democrats control of the U.S. House, pick up a few Senate seats, and make big gains in legislative seats across the country. But what was really interesting was when we looked at the people who were undecided on that poll, only 18% of them approve of the job that Trump's doing, and 66% disapprove.
However, Jensen warned that despite these gains, Democrats cannot discount the effect redistricting has had.
It does mean that the gains for Democrats aren't going to be quite as big as they would have otherwise been, but I still think they're going to be really big. And one place where that kind of shift would put seats on the map where they're really not supposed to be is North Carolina. Some of our gerrymandered Republican districts that were never supposed to be competitive may be in this political climate.
You can find our full interviews with Anderson Clayton and Tom Jensen on chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Henry Taylor.